بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Tonight we move on to the second group. So we spoke of the first group, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and we spoke of one category amongst them, and there are many other categories. Tonight we move on to the other group, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love, those with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unhappy, those who have not earned the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah speaks of them in two separate ayat, and they are known as the mu'tadeen. So those whom Allah loves, the first category was the muhsineen. This category, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as mu'tadeen. In Surah Baqarah, ayah number 190, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Do not commit i'tida. What is i'tida? I'tida is to cross the limits and to exceed the boundary and to transgress the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ. Allah does not love al-mu'tadeen, those who go beyond the limits and those who exceed the limits. Now, when it comes to transgressing the limits of Allah and the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two different ways in which this could be done. The first is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, La tuharrimu tayyibati ma ahallallahu lakum. Do not make unlawful the pure things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made lawful for you. That which Allah has made lawful for you and has made permissible for you, do not declare it as unlawful. Why? Because that is now a form of extremism. I'tida, going beyond the limit. Allah has made it halal for you. Why do you make it haram? Allah has made it permissible for you. Why are you declaring it as haram? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says towards the end of the ayah, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Do not commit i'tida. Don't go beyond the limit. Don't go to that level of extremism. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Allah does not love the mu'tadeen, those who go beyond the limit. What prompted the revelation of this ayah in Surah Ma'idah? There was a group of Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in. There were 10 of them. And they thought it an act of righteousness and piety to declare some lawful things haram for themselves. So one of them stood up and حَرَّمَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ اللَّحْمَةِ. He said, I will not eat meat. I have declared meat haram for myself. وَأَن يَأْكُلَ بِنَهَارٍ. The other says, I have made it unlawful and I have declared it haram for myself to eat during the day. In other words, I will fast every day of my life. وَحَرَّمَ بَعْضُهُمْ النَّوْمِ. Another stood up and what did he say? I have declared sleep haram for myself. Throughout the night, I will stand in prayer. وَحَرَّمَ بَعْضُهُمْ النِّسَاءِ. Another stood up and he says, I will never get married. I have made women haram for myself. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard of this. And when he heard of this, he ascended the minbar. And he delivered a khutbah. He delivered a sermon. And what did he say? مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ حَرَّمُ النِّسَاءِ وَالطَّعَامُ وَالنَّوْمُ. What is the matter with some people? They have made haram for themselves women. They have made it haram to marry for themselves. They have made food haram for themselves. They have made sleep haram for themselves. Ala, inni aqoom, inni anam wa aqoom. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am the Nabi of Allah. But I sleep at night, wa aqoom, and I stand up in prayer at night. Wa uftir wa asoom. There are days when I do not fast, and there are days when I do fast. Wa ankahun nisa, and I get married to women. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is my sunnah. Don't go to that level of extremism where you start making things haram upon yourself which Allah has made halal for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that is not my sunnah, to go beyond the limit of making haram what Allah has made halal for you. So that's one form of transgressing the limits of Allah. The second form of transgressing the limit of Allah, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. Whosoever transgresses the boundaries of Allah, then that person has caused a great injustice to his own self. Meaning, leaving the halal and going to the haram. That's another form of transgression. Where Allah has set limits, Allah has set boundaries, Allah has set certain parameters. And when you go beyond that, you are falling into haram. So one is Allah does not want extremism in halal, where you make the halal haram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want you to cross the limit and fall into haram. Whenever we break the law, even in our country, whenever you break any law, you exceed the speeding limit, or you break any law, there are consequences. Naturally, there are consequences. If you exceed the speed limit, the same applies with the laws of Allah. If you transgress the law of Allah, there will be consequences, and that is why immediately, when you realize you have exceeded the boundary, you have crossed the limit, you have transgressed the boundary of Allah, immediately make tawbah. Why? To save yourself from facing any ill consequences in the dunya and akhirah. And that is why we must make tawbah immediately. The question, how do I save myself from crossing the boundaries and the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cited the example of a shepherd. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you have the shepherd and he is grazing the animals, or he is herding the animals right on the boundary. He's within his land, but he is right on the boundary of the land of another person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what will inevitably happen is that the animal will cross over the boundary and fall and go onto the other side. What we should do, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the things that Allah have made haram, those are the parameters. Stay far away from it. Don't go to those doubtful areas. Or don't go to that area which in itself is halal. But you know, if I hang out with that company, I'll fall into haram. If I go to this place, though in principle, going there is not haram. But there is the fear and the possibility of you falling into haram. So the best way to save ourselves from i'tida, falling into haram and going beyond the limit that Allah has set, is by staying far away from those boundaries and staying away from those things which are doubtful. In that way, you will keep yourself safe from crossing the limits and falling into the haram which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared unlawful. May Allah grant us the understanding.